Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
I know some good games we can play.
Listen, Cat.
I know some great tricks.
Listen, Cat in the Hat.
I know that your mother won't mind if I do, and I'm simply itching to show them to you and to you.
Mister, I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees have no tongues. And I'm asking you, sir, at the top of my lungs, that thing, that horrible thing that I see, what's that thing you've made out of my truffula tree?
The Grinch, the Lorax, and Cat in the Hat 2 are all Dr. Seuss characters, along with Sam I Am and Cindy Lou Who. Each year, on the anniversary of the author's birthday, groups around the country celebrate the Seussical Way. Libraries like Fayetteville, if you take a look, will be reading to children a Dr. Seuss book. The community is invited to come join the fun that Youth Services Manager Lolly Greenwood says takes place March 1.
Here in the Children's Library, we will have readings. Several different people will be reading some Dr. Seuss books. We have a huge Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat sheet cake. We have a birthday party. The Pi Phi sorority from the university typically sends about 10 or more girls that help with face painting. We paint whiskers and a little kitty nose on all the kids. We give out stickers. We've got bookmarks. And then we also always have a visit from Cat in the Hat himself.
Read Across America is a program by the National Education Association. The group encourages reading a Seuss book to children across the nation.
People should come to be a part of the national effort for everyone to read across the nation on the same day or at the same time. And, you know, bottom line, promote literacy. You know, kids that read are the ones that succeed.
If this year Dr. Seuss was celebrating one birthday more, he would have been age 103 plus 4. Although he has been gone for many a year, the author's books are still loved by many far and near.
I think it's because the adults, the parents and grandparents of today, grew up reading them. They're some of their favorite childhood stories, near and dear to them. They want to expose their children to those books. And I think, like I said before, they're just quirky. They're, you know, his sense of style and his sense of humor was real edgy. And it's not your just traditional tell a joke. It's funny. And I think people love to laugh and be entertained. And I just think it's a line of books that will be timeless.
For more information on this event full of education and glee, visit faylib.org.